Besiata Dishmaya Adonois Fosai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tehilasecha. We've been discussing how constant repetition about the principles of Emunah and Bitachon is of paramount importance. In the world that we live in, for the most part, it is much easier to relate to things that are physical and tangible, and I am able to see the accomplishment of my efforts. So usually when I study a subject, once I have completed learning and perhaps remembering the information that I have studied, I am now able to move on to the next subject. Whereas when it comes to Emunah, our core purpose in this world, although certainly we do have to learn the information as a starting point, but by no means does it end there. The real work of Emunah is taking the information that we might have learned many times previously and trying to truly internalize that information to be able to live according to their values. So let's go ahead now and discuss some of the concepts that we've discussed many times previously, with the objective of not only reminding ourselves about this information, although that too is a worthwhile endeavor, but perhaps to make an extra effort to take whatever information and growth that we might have made whilst being exposed to Emunah and Bitachon, and to try and apply it to areas of our own lives, everyone in their own way. So the very first question that needs to be discussed is, if I believe that there is a God, a creator, a being who is certainly not limited by needs such as the ones we have, the question is, why did Hashem decide to create this world in the first place? Anyone who has studied any Torah information about God understands that Hashem is completely independent of anything else that exists in the entire universe and in existence in general. And that being the case, why did Hashem decide to create the entire universe with all the spiritual worlds as well as the physical world that we live in? Just as an aside, the question that we are discussing here is certainly the most important question for anybody that accepts that there is a creator. There are many ways that people arrive at this conclusion that there is a Hashem overseeing our world, and our discussion here does not revolve around proof for the existence of Hashem, although that is certainly a worthwhile discussion in its own right, and there is much information available for a person who is sincerely seeking but has many questions about the existence of Hashem in general. But assuming that one has accepted that there is a God in the world, that Hashem does exist, then the most important question that needs to be delved into becomes, why did Hashem, a being who does not lack anything, decide to create the world? It almost seems superfluous to do such a thing. Imagine for a moment the wealthiest person in the world, a multi-billionaire who has everything financially available to him. Would it make sense for this individual to be involved in a project that would only produce him $1? Of course, it is easy to understand why he would not do so, seeing as he has all the money in the world available to him. And similarly, why would Hashem decide to create a world when he doesn't lack anything and doesn't need anything? And although we are trying to illustrate this point with this analogy of the billionaire, however, truthfully, this does not portray the concept of how Hashem does not need anything. Because since we are human beings, by definition, we have needs. And although a billionaire might not need another dollar, but the extra dollar might nevertheless bring a slight smile to his face and the like. Whereas when it comes to Hashem, he is completely perfect and does not need this world in the least. So that being the case, why did Hashem create this world? And again, although we might have explored this topic many times previously, it is so worthwhile to go over it again and again, to digest the concept, not just to know the information, but to truly internalize the information, live according to their values, and transform your life.